Father, we thank you because of your love for us. Thank you because, Lord, you are the God of heaven and earth. And therefore, every fear that the enemy is trying to instill into our hearts, we rebuke you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take charge of our lives and our destiny and our endeavors. As I speak your word to your people this morning, let it come out with power and with anointing, and let it accomplish the purpose for which it is meant today by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Let us put hands together for the Lord. I want to thank God for this morning. Especially, I want to say warm congratulations to the freshers who are just entering the university. Let's all celebrate them. All the freshers, they all stand up for recognition. If you are a fresher in part one or direct distance, stand up anywhere you are. We want to recognize you, want to celebrate you. All the freshers, stand up. Stand up, all the freshers. Stand up anywhere you are. We want to celebrate you. Part one, direct entry students, stand up. Let's put hands together for the Lord. We celebrate you this morning. We appreciate God for your life. And we believe this is the beginning of a journey of excellence, a journey of distinction, a journey that will lead to glory in the mighty name of Jesus. You can have your seat. According to the program, I was given just 20 minutes to speak to you this morning, but I may take a few more minutes. I hope you are going to permit me, and I apologize for that. But I assure you, I will make it very brief and very snappy. But I don't want to miss out on anything that is critical, because this is a very important occasion. This is your first time in the university. You are starting your career. And as I'm speaking to the freshers, by the time I'll be speaking to every member of the congregation, my message this morning, not just to the freshers, yes, primarily targeted at the freshers, but also for every one of us. And I'll be speaking this morning on divine arrangements. What am I talking about this morning? Divine arrangement. I was praying to God and said, God, what should I tell the young men and women who are coming to the university for the first time? And the Lord told me, tell them about my divine arrangement. And I will take my text this morning from Psalm 37, verse 23. Psalm 37, verse 23. It's a verse we normally quote, but we quote it in our own way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his ways. I say we usually quote this passage in our own way. How do we quote it? Can you tell me the way we normally quote it? The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. But the rendition is the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Who is a good man? A good man might be the righteous who's already righteous in the Lord. A good man might even be a sinner who is yet to know the Lord, but has a heart that the Lord know we tend to him and will actually be righteous. But the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The fact that you have come to this service today means that you are a good person, and the Lord has ordered your steps to be here. Now let me tell you something, and I want to everyone to not just be fresh out. God operates by divine arrangements. And when men, out of ignorance, don't realize it, or they do not recognize it, or they neglect it, they suffer the consequences. God, in all his operations, works by divine arrangement. Let me tell you, young men and women, let me tell you, those who are not too young, men and women, that your success in life is largely a product of contacts and arrangements and placements. What did I say? Your success in life is largely a product of contacts that God makes along your way, some arrangements and some placements you are made to enjoy. When you do not recognize this, you actually may not be able to find it easy. What God does, He provides divine contacts for you. And from there, He works out some arrangement that give you some placement for success. Let me tell you something. It does not matter where you start from. I want to let you know that the fact that you came here today, you came by divine arrangements. And God has brought you so to arrange some divine contacts through the agency of this ministry to give you a placement for success. You might say, what is this man saying? I was sent to the university to come and read. I just want to come today because the lecture has not started. Let me tell you, it's not impossible. Some people are here today just because academic lecture has not started. Some people might have come today because they want to while away the time. Some people might have come because it is natural to come to church. After all, since I have to go to church on Sunday, let me just go to Cedar. But let me tell you, you are not in Cedar just by honorary invitation. You are in Cedar this morning by divine arrangements. There was a woman in the Bible, in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 25. That woman was not a good woman. That woman was not a nice woman. The Bible talks about her. Let me just, Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelt in Israel even unto this day, because she heed the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out of Jericho. Rahab was a harlot. A harlot is not a good person, is she? A harlot is somebody who can take on so many men in a day just for money. Recently, I read in the social media last week in Oweri. I don't know whether you might have heard about it. Some four young people, one lady and three boys. That was a very wrong arrangement. Very wrong contact. I will talk about wrong contact and right contact. I told you that when one wants to make arrangement, it gives you contact and it gives you placement. You are made contact with people of seed that they brought you here, and God wants to give you placement. I will talk about that. But let me go to my example. These people have the wrong contact, wrong association. And four young people who were sent to school, the social media that were supposed to be students of the University of Owerri, whether that is true or not, I don't know. I don't want to discredit the university by what I read in the social media. And three boys, young boys, able boy and one girl, said they wanted to do what they call foursome. They check in into an hotel, and the girl looked at them and said, "You three young men, you are not enough for me." Said, "You have more energy than the three of you." And the boy said, "What do you mean? We are going to show you pepper." They took tramadol. They took codeine. And after they take it to Indian hemp. It's in the news. And after that, they went to what they call sex romp. In the process, the first boy collapsed and died on the one single lady. The second one collapsed and died. In the process, both the last boy and the girl also fell unconscious. By the time they took them to the hospital, the third boy also died. And the other girl, I don't know why she's still alive. The girl, I don't know why she's still alive or not. Said she was unconscious last time I read it. Or the last time I checked. That was wrong contact. That was an arrangement made by the devil. So here in the book that I've just read, we'll talk about in the book of Joshua, the aloe rehab was there. And so a door was prostitution. But spies were sent to the city. And they came to the house of Rehab. And they told Rehab, young lady, we are not here as your customer. We have a different business. But Rehab, if she wanted to follow the pattern of her profession, she would send them out. I'm here for business. I don't love men. I only make money from men. I lost don't love any man. Am I right? They only see men as clients. If you are not a client, you are not useful, no matter how beautiful you handsome you are as a man. But Rehab recognized the importance of divine contact. She was not a good woman. She was not righteous. But somehow, she recognized it was a divine contact. And she hid them. She forgot about her own ambition, about her provision, about her focus. She sees the opportunity of divine contact. And she thought that was the end of it. But when the city was overrun, what happened? Rehab was the only one that was saved. And the Bible says she was saved and her father's house. She was not only saved, her father's house was, she became a savior. My brother, my sister, you are coming here today because God wants to save you from something. You are here today, God will save you from failure. Because you are here today, God will save you from shame. Because you are here today, God will save you from disgrace. I want you to know that God arranges things. Because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So I want to know that your being here is an arrangement. If you look at the book of Exodus chapter 2, I want to read that passage again. From chapter 2 verse 1 to 9. Exodus chapter 2 verse 1 to 9. And there were a man, and there went a man of house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. Verse 2. And the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw him he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Verse 3. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an hack or brush and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. She laid it in the flags and by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to witness what will be done to him. Verse 5 quickly. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And the maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flood, she sent a maid to fetch it. Now listen, verse 6. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Now look at verse 7 to 9. I want to notice that. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for you? Verse 8. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. Verse 9. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away, nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Moses was meant to be a great man. Moses was meant to be an hero. Moses was meant to be a legend. But then there was the conspiracy of the enemy to make sure he didn't become what was supposed to become. But what did God do? God made a divine arrangement. The mother, because there was a
decree that all the male children of the officers should be killed. The mother could no longer hide him. But how come that the day the mother put him in an ark and put him on the river, that was the day that the daughter of Pharaoh came to have his bath? Do you think it was ordinary? Was it ordinary? How come God arranged it? And the baby was crying because it was supposed to be the end. But the mother, the Pharaoh's daughter, when mother saw her and took her and gave her back to the mother and even paid her, that was the divine arrangement. Let me tell you, many people are meant to be great when they, from their universities or education, to learn them to great height. But the enemy is waiting for them. Except they enter into a divine arrangement, their greatness will not be known. If not for divine arrangement, where would be Moses? Will Moses would have been known? Of the men of the Old Testament, Moses was the most respected, true of us. My dear brother, my dear sister, as you have come to this university, let me tell you, God has planned greatness for you. But there's a divine arrangement you need to walk into, because the devil is setting his net. Let me tell you my story quickly. I walked into this university 37 years ago as an undergraduate, just like you. 37 years ago. How many of you are born there? Among those freshers, you are born 37 years ago. I walked to this university 37 years ago. And I came here as a Muslim. And I was in a room. And in my room, there was a divine arrangement, but also there's a wrong arrangement. Let me tell you, whenever there's divine arrangement, there's always a wrong contact. The devil tried to use the wrong contact to destroy divine arrangement. After today, men will call you. Why are you going to see that? Why are you bothering yourself? Come and enjoy yourself. To every divine arrangement, the devil will always put for wrong contact. In my room, I came here as a Muslim. And we used to traumatize and disturb all the Christians because I don't believe in that. I didn't believe in that. And I said, look, I'm a young man. I've just come to the university. I want to explore. So I didn't listen to it. And also, I didn't know in my room also, we also have occultists. There was a young guy. I was in the lower bunk. On the upper bunk was a guy. When he heard that, I said, I want to explore. He called me after. I said, you're doing what you want to explore. He said, I belong to a group. I said, look, that group can come and join us. Everything you need, you get. Don't worry about these Christians. Don't worry about this issue. Later on, I got to know it was one of the sons of A.W.D. Lawrence. I don't know how many of you know about that. There was a man who said he was going to die like Jesus Christ, and on the third day he was all rise again. And indeed, the man died. And the third day, his followers, his convert, they went to his graveyard. They started chanting incantation. And the man started to rise from the grave. On the third day, he wanted to be the echo of Jesus. And as he was rising from the grave, thunder came from heaven and struck him and became ashes. And after that, a cult developed after him. And the guy told me all the things I need to enjoy. I said, I was confused. Thank God. I said, look, I will not follow you. I will also not follow Christian. I said, I needed time to. But along the line, God intervened and I gave my life. If I had followed the wrong contact, where would I be today? I didn't know the enemy planted a wrong contact in my room. Meanwhile, God destined me for greatness. Let me tell you something. Enter into the ark of safety. The ark where Moses was put was the ark of safety. Don't enter into the boat of Jonah. Jonah, in this case, not necessarily a bad person. See, every woman being was set on an assignment. But when people they distract from their assignment, they become like Jonah. All the people that entered the boat of Jonah, what happened? They lost so many things. So, my dear brother and my dear sister, I want to tell you today that God has arranged for you a divine arrangement in this place. By the grace of God, on the field of physical realm, we have lecturers from Faculty of Science to Faculty of Agriculture, from Agriculture to Environmental Science and Management, from EDM to Medicine. People that God has prepared to guide, to lead, even education. But then, you know what happens? When God wants to be in a place of anointing, the devil wants to take you away from where you can be anointed. Remember, David was to be anointed a king, but his parents sent him to the wilderness. Right arrangement, good destiny. God decided to arrange for him to be anointed. But where was he found? There in the wilderness. It took God to change that order. Said, we are not going to see it until he is here. I speak unto everyone. Every arrangement that the enemy has put together to truncate your destiny, today I destroy in the mighty name of Jesus. Some people have right destiny, but they are confronted with the wrong contact. Samson had a good destiny from the womb, but Delilah was there at the wrong contact. Let me tell you, devil will want to put you in the midst of the wrong contact. But know that God has made for you a divine arrangement. The choice is now yours. Whether you want to walk into that divine arrangement so they can feel your destiny, or you want to follow the wrong contact. Let me tell you, this is a land of freedom. Welcome to OAU, the land of freedom. Freedom to do whatever you like. Freedom to make your choice. But no, for every choice you made, there's a consequence. And so when you think about the consequences, you will know that you need to really exercise discretion in using your freedom. I don't know who you are today, but I know something. God has made a divine arrangement for you. And that's part of the reason you are here. And I also do know that the enemy is also arranging his own wrong contacts. And what I'm telling you today, I'm charging you today, walk into divine arrangement. Do not follow the wrong contact. See, to every man who has a destiny, the devil wants to make a shipwreck of his life. Finally, I will just read one passage and then we are going to pray. Acts of Apostles chapter 27. Acts of Apostles chapter 27. Verse 21 to 25. You see a man that God had an arrangement for, but the enemy put in the wrong company. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. Verse 22. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Verse 24. Saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all they that say with thee. Verse 25. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that shall be even as it was told me. What happened here? Paul was meant to be a man of destiny, a man of a great mission, a man that was to have a great accomplishment. But the enemy put him in the midst of the wrong contacts. And when he was there, what was happening? This boat was about to sink. They tried everything, but the wind was blowing. The storm was noisome. And if not for God, Paul would have been wrecked. Enemy wanted to wreck Paul. I say unto all of you this morning, I don't know any boat of wreckage that the enemy is trying to put you. Today, they are destroying the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. enemy that are trying to wreck your destiny. Paul was sandwiched in the midst of them. You don't know who you are going to stay with in your room, whether you rent the house in town or you are given a place in campus. You don't know the come that will surround you. But this morning, because you are here, the Lord whom I serve will ensure that none of you will suffer any loss. No loss of destiny. No loss of dream. No loss of vision. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is a divine arrangement and there's also a counter arrangement. As we have divine arrangement, there's counter arrangement. But this morning, will you bond with the people of God? Will you bond with God whom I serve? Will you bond with Christ that's able to see you through? Or will you leave, make yourself available to all kinds of contacts that can make you to go astray? And as you want to pray now, we are just going to read Psalm 16, verse 6, and then we'll begin to pray. Psalm 16, verse 6. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. The plan of God is for lines. As you come to this OAU, people tell you our chemistry is difficult. White House, they are devils. Things are terrible. But let me prophesy into your life. Lines will fall into you in pleasant places. In the mighty name of Jesus. And if there's anyone also, you are not a student, you are having two trouble, you are going through trouble, two traumas. This month of April, lies will fall unto you in pleasant places. In the mighty name of Jesus, every wrong arrangement made by the devil against your destiny, that is all in Jesus' name. God will begin to put together divine arrangement to bring you to a place of preeminence. In the mighty name of Jesus, lies are falling to me in pleasant places, and I have a goodly. Do you know that you can only have a goodly heritage? Like I only fall to you in pleasant places. If only you bond with Christ. If only you hold on to the man that holds that's the anchor. There is no boat that no matter how big that will sail on the river and that will not move, that will not shake. But when the anchor is there, there is stability. Boat of life will always go through some rockings, some storm. But the only anchor that can stabilize is Jesus. As you go into the journey of 4 years, journey of 5 years, if you're in the journey, journey of 6 years, if you're messing, there will be rocking of the boat. But there's only one anchor that can stabilize the boat at any point. That is Jesus Christ. So it is that anchor I am inviting you to hold on this morning, so that lines can fall unto you in pleasant places and can leave this place with a goodly heritage. Can you stand on your feet? Let me tell you, my brother, my sister, forget about what people are saying. God is a God of divine arrangement. He knows you are going to be fearful. Therefore, he has made an arrangement for you. The only thing that is left for you to walk into that divine arrangement. Forget about what anybody is saying. Moses will have died by the decree that went ahead of his time, but there was a divine arrangement. Rahab and her household would have been destroyed, but she recognized divine arrangement and held onto it. The enemy saw the destiny of Samson and arranged Delilah. But this morning, God is going to deliver you from Delilah that are waiting for you in OAU. God is going to stabilize your boat. Forget about the fear. Have faith in God. Let me tell you, because Christ is alive, your tomorrow is assured. We tell this song, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he lives.
Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God has ordered your steps to this way. All eyes closed. Everybody close your eyes. God has ordered your step to this place today because he wants to walk into a divine arrangement that will put you into the ark of safety so you can sail through the university successfully. The only one condition is that you need to give yourself to Christ. This morning, you want to walk into that divine arrangement and say, I give my life to Christ, I surrender fully to me. I want to see your right hand up anywhere you are, and I go to pray. God bless you. We want to do it snappily and quickly. I'm waiting for that. Raise it very well. Let me see your hand. You are taking a giant step to walk into divine arrangement. You want to enter to the ark of safety. What I said today, I give my life unto you. I surrender myself unto you so that I can walk into this divine arrangement. Let me see. Yes, God bless you. 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 I'm waiting for that quickly, quickly. I only have just 1 more minute. After that, we'll pray for. I want to bless you. And I want to pray for everybody. Before I pray for everybody, I want to pray especially. That's the only way that prayer can be meaningful. You need to bond with him. You need to give yourself to your life. Raise that hand properly. Don't put it down yet. What does I give my life to you? I surrender to you this morning. Can y'all see your hands or anywhere you are? Yeah, raise it properly. Yes, raise it. I want to see that those hands. So what I said today, I surrender my life unto you. I give my life unto you. Today, I want to bond with you. I want to enter to that divine arena. Can I see that arm properly up, please? God bless you. Let me see properly. Let me see properly. Now, just come and meet me. Let me pray for you. Let come and meet me. Let me pray for you. As you sing that song, all high school, just come and meet me here. Let me pray for you. Because he lives. Just come and meet me here. Come and meet me here. Will you come and meet me here? Come and meet me here. Decision in life. God gave me the opportunity of coming to the then University of Ife, and for that opportunity God used to bring me to contact. I walked to divine arrangement, and you are taking that step today. You are walking to greatness. You are walking to honor. You are walking to success. You are walking to distinction. In the mighty name of Jesus, now say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity. I give my life unto you today. I surrender unto you fully. Forgive me of my past. Let the blood of Jesus wash me clean. Write my name in the book of life. Let this be another new beginning of greatness. Let me walk into your divine arrangement. I nullify every wrong contact around me and around my destiny. I walk into greatness you have prepared for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for these, your children, who have come this morning to surrender their lives unto you. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I sanctify them by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, today, write their name in the book of life. Let them have a good beginning. And by divine arrangement, give them divine contact. Give them divine placement. And take them to greater heights. Let their lives be testimony that others will envy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. God bless you. Can go back. Father, I pray for everyone that's here today. Every wrong contact that the enemy has arranged for your life, I destroy in the mighty name of Jesus. Any life that is being threatened, any life that is being brutalized, traumatized by the storms of life, Lord, take them out and put them in the ark of safety today. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord, whom I serve and whom I am, who is I am. Lord, I say today, let everyone that's gone through any stormy lifetime enter into a period of peace now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for divine contact for you. I pray for divine contact for you. God will give you contact that will bring you greatness. God will give you contact that will give you honor. Any wrong contact around you, I destroy and allow in Jesus' name. I pray for divine arrangement for you. God will arrange things, lines to fall to you in pleasant places. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for divine placement for you. The Lord will give you divine placement that will bring you to a place of preeminence. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed.